Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet.
Think all those hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts. I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shots.
PJ Harris. Rudy Gobert.
JPP.
What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity. I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling.
If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan.
You got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Welcome to BSS Carolinas. Of course, I am Rocky. Joining me today once again is BBB, Beautiful Big Shot.
What's up?
What's going on?
Is that what you're called? Yeah.
And
Triple B,
the mouth of the Carolinas, is sitting on this show today. He is a co-host of Wrestling Attitude with yours truly, which you can catch directly after this show on Periscope at WWA Show.
And I challenge the big beautiful, or whatever you called yourself, I can't remember. But I challenge you to sit on the show of Wrestling with Attitude, sir.
I can sit in on the first hour with you guys. See, I got my outfit. Mr. Suit and Tie is my persona for the wrestling, the GM, the new GM.
That's in the your building. Persona. You have no persona.
He's our corporate rep.
You are the corporate rep.
I'm the corporate heel.
The corporate heel.
He is our authority.
Make sure the prize fighter gets the belt.
So what is he, Kane? Is he corporate Kane over here?
No, he's more like Jamie Noble.
Oh.
Why didn't be Jamie Noble? Damn! J&J Security? B&B Security out here?
There you go. B&B.
BBB Security.
No, he's more like
Jamie Noble did hold a belt, damn it.
He's more like Mr. Hughes for Chris Jericho.
No.
No,
Chris. Can we
have a moment of silence for Mr.
Come on.
Well, I always want to call him Mr. Moto. It's not Miyagi. Muda?
Fuji.
Mr. Fuji. Yeah.
Mr. Fuji. Oh, absolutely.
Mr. Fuji.
We will do that again today. We are doing a moment of silence.
Y'all do
on
a moment
show.
Of silence for Mr. Fuji.
We do got
Yokozuna.
We'll add that to the Bon Voyage this week.
Oh yeah.
My father was the biggest fan of Yokozuna, but he used to always call him Yokozuma. I'm like, Dad, it's Yokozuna with an N, not an M. Stop.
Well, before we go any farther into wrestling, let's talk a little bit of sports. But first, we've got Enemy of the Week.
Oof.
You don't want to make an enemy out of me. And I'm looking right into the camera, and I'm going to say it again. You don't want to make an enemy out of me.
That gets funny every time I hear it.
I guess when basketball season starts and they start talking about Kevin Durant again, they're going to run that clip all the time.
Oh, I'm going to run. Oh, I try to run it every week on this show because it's great. Who's your enemy of the week? I already know who it is. Go ahead.
The Denver Broncos. Those clowns beat us in the Super Bowl in February. Well, not us, but the Carolina Panthers. We got to beat these fools this week, man. Let's start 1-0, baby.
Of course, I'm going to say the New York Giants. Look, there's not one game I look more forward to. Okay, maybe the Eagles game. But we have to beat the Giants, all right? I'm sick of losing to the Giants at home on opening game. I have a buddy of mine that's a Giants fan going to Dallas to watch the game.
Oh.
So I really hope they lose while he's there.
The NFC East just has so much tradition. Every team – it seems like it has a rivalry with each other.
We don't care about the
Redskins. The Redskins and the Cowboys
used to
disdain each other. Philadelphia and Dallas disdain each other. Same with the Giants and the Cowboys. They disdain each other.
Or Giants
and the Eagles hate each other.
Yeah.
And the Eagles and the Redskins hate each other. But they'll do business together. Like, we'll send you our old beat-up quarterback. They can't play no more.
The only ones they don't – Giants, Eagles, and Redskins will work against Dallas and make sure Dallas doesn't win.
Yeah.
Because they hate Dallas more than anybody else.
I think that's more the owner than anything. They just – nobody
– No, it's always been like that. And that's fine because I – bring the hate. That's all I say. Bring the hate.
Bring the hate.
Took away from Brock. Bring the hate. I don't. Hey, when I go to a game, my wife's always like, "I'll never take you to a Philly game." I don't care. Let's go. I'm wearing my Cowboys jersey. I'm gonna celebrate. I'm gonna talk smack. You got a problem with it? Throw a battery at me.
They will.
Oh, it's going to be more than a battery. I'm just going to let you know.
It's all good.
They throw batteries at Santa Claus.
Right.
What do you think they throw at Cowboy fans? No. Probably worse.
Well,
they're throwing Eagles.
Do you have an enemy? I know you don't because you like everybody. Right?
Not really this week.
Wrestling enemy, anybody?
Oh, yeah. I got a wrestling enemy.
Who?
Man. Enemy number one, Kevin Owens right now. Cheating for that.
Cheating. All right, go ahead.
Stop hating on the prize fighter.
He's cheating. Actually, no. Cheating. Enemy number one, person who CM Punk is facing at
UFC 203 this weekend.
I don't like the guy.
Mr. Candlelight, I miss you, buddy. I'm glad you're here today on the show.
Hey, look.
The real host. Absolutely. I am back in charge of the
show. Not even on the show yet, and I'm already getting bashed.
I know. I love Hey, well, you know, when you are gone for 2 weeks and somebody can't run the board and the power goes out.
Time out.
Anyway, different
show. Sounds rough.
Anyway. But all right, so let's get into football a little bit. Fantasy football. Let's talk about fantasy real fast. Give me your three players to watch this week, fantasy football wise. Who's gonna have big weeks? I know you don't. Shaquille O'Neal is not playing fantasy football.
You don't know that.
If you say Tim Tebow,
we can always go obvious: Antonio Brown, Julio Jones, Odell Beckham Jr., yada yada yada. Let's go with the not so obvious. At quarterback, if you need a good quarterback play, Tyrod Taylor against the Baltimore Ravens this week. Tyrod Taylor is going to have a huge game against the pitiful Baltimore Ravens defense. Absolutely pitiful.
Pitiful?
Tyrod Taylor pitiful. Against Baltimore?
Yes. And also, Spencer Ware. He's going to be starting this weekend for the Kansas City Chiefs against the San Diego Chargers, who ranked damn near dead last in defense last year. Their star defensive player that he drafted is not playing. He's hurt. So Spencer Ware will have a huge day as well. Zeke Elliott, oh my God, man. That man runs like he's mad at the world. That guy, he's looking to hit you, run you over. But I also think, looking at the games, New Orleans and Oakland. If you can have players from either of those teams, I feel like that's going to be the shootout of the weekend. Like, it's going to be like 41-38, the final score. Pick any of those players up.
I think Pittsburgh, it would be one in Washington. For me, I'm going to go Sammy Coates for the Steelers. I think he's on. Sammy Coates, I'm telling you, he's a sleeper. New Day,
there's a reason he's a sleeper. He's gonna be asleep.
No, I'm telling you, Sammy Coates is one. Watch him. Golden Tate's another. They're playing the Indy.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you, Golden State's gonna have a monster year.
Matt Stafford.
Matt Stafford should have a good game, but Golden Tate is a guy I'm going big time with this year, and Will Fuller against the Bears. He's a rookie. But I think he's going to take a lot of pressure off of DeAndre Hopkins. And Wyce Waller likes to throw the ball deep. He's got an arm. So, watch Will Fuller.
I think Osweiler's going to force some throws to Hopkins.
He will.
You're the one guy that's talking actual positive about Will Fuller. Because everyone else that I've heard about.
Will Fuller?
Yeah.
He's from Notre Dame. Everybody's
talking negativity about the guy. Like, oh, he's a rookie and all this other stuff. Come on, man. No, give him a chance.
Watch him. I'm telling you, they're playing the Bears at home. This is a chance to him have a big game. I think he has a big game.
And for Tennessee, DeMarco Murray, we know, is going to get a ton of touches. Who is the receiver he's going to throw to? Rashard Matthews
Hunter.
Or Sharp? They cut Justin Hunter.
Sharp is a lot of people picked up Sharp. He's a bit hot name in free agency.
I just don't trust the Tennessee's passing game. I trust their running game a little more, and I feel like Delanie Walker is still going to get the majority of the throws from Marcus Mariota.
All right, let's go to start or sit him. Eli Manning or Dak Prescott?
Eli Manning. No question in my mind. No pass rush capabilities on the Dallas side. Secondary is so-so. And they got Odell Beckham Jr. out there, who is one of the three best receivers in the league. No team can guard him. He's going to have a field day, man. I think Eli Manning, I would take Eli Manning over Dak Prescott.
All right, Thomas Rawls or Matt Forte?
But that's easy because Thomas Rawls ain't even going to suit up, so Matt Forte.
He's still not suiting up.
Yeah, they
– Chris and Michael?
I think starting. It's the other guy.
Prossy?
Something.
I'm telling you, he's going to be playing
I feel like year. Seattle's going to throw the ball a lot against Miami anyway.
Jarvis Landry or Corey Coleman?
Oh, that's a good one.
Because Jarvis Landry is playing
in Seattle.
Corey Coleman is playing in Philly.
Can we just sit both of those guys? Sit them both. Do not play them. Jarvis Landry in Seattle, my God, man. He might get one catch.
All right. Is there one sleeper you want to go with?
I mean, if
– this week.
If you had to pick off one of those teams, maybe Terrell Pryor, he might have a catch for like 50 yards and a touchdown. Is Andrew Luck a sleeper? Can we call Andrew Luck
no.
a sleeper?
No.
Why not?
Lamar Miller, man. Lamar Miller for Houston. He's going to get all the work down there. And they're playing Chicago, and Chicago's defense is not that great, man.
If he's healthy, the one guy I would say watch out this week for, Eric Ebron against Indy. All right, this guy's going to have a monster year, I'm telling you, especially in the red zone. Stafford's going to get him a lot. All right, let's get into this week's games. The early games on Sunday, Raiders at Saints. I want to know X Factor and who wins the game for this one.
For the Raiders, the X factor is Derek Carr. Can he perform in a hostile environment with expectations high for the Raiders this year? For the Saints, it's Mark Ingram. Can he be successful running the football to open up the passing game more for Drew Brees? All that said, the Saints win at home, don't they? They Absolutely. Got the win at home.
They didn't last year, but I think they win.
They beat the Raiders this year. Like I said, it's probably going to be like 41-38. It's going to be an insane score.
I've got the Raiders a year away from really taking that next step. I'm going to go for New Orleans, to me, Kobe Fleener. I think he's the X factor because he's the new tight end in New Orleans. He needs to have a good relationship with Breeze, and I think they'll have a monster game. Cleveland, actually, no, we're saving that game because that's down on my bucket list. The Vikings at Tennessee. X factor, who wins?
For the Vikings, it's definitely the quarterback play. Can Sean Hill do
who
it?
Who do they start? Sean Hill?
They're
going to
start
Bradford?
Sean Hill. Sam Bradford hasn't had enough time, I don't think, to pick up all the offensive terminology. I think by week three at the latest, Sam Bradford will be starting, but that's not this week. Sean Hill, can he make enough plays for Minnesota? And for Tennessee, it's DeMarco Murray. Can we see the DeMarco Murray from two seasons ago that rushed for 1,800 yards and had about 10, 11 touchdowns? If they get that guy, they'll be all right.
I'm going to go with Stephon Diggs for Minnesota. Can he be that true number one wide receiver they need forever who plays at quarterback? Because they need some. And Kyle Rudolph, those two guys, they need to spread the ball out, not just eight men in a box with AP. Going to the next game, I'm going to Vikings. I'm going to Vikings also.
You taking the Vikings?
Yeah.
I'm going to take Tennessee at home. I think Mariota has a good showing. I think it's close, though. It's like 27-23.
All right. The next game, we'll talk about the Chargers at Chiefs. Who's the X factor and who wins?
They want to retail your toys.
Yeah.
Sorry, we don't. These aren't for sale.
These are not for sale.
These are priceless memorabilia that only belong on BSS Carolina.
Which one? Jabu? Jabu was like my favorite.
No, you can't have Jabu. What was the next game?
You have no marbles.
Chargers and Chiefs.
Chargers and Chiefs. Are we really talking about the Chargers and Chiefs?
We ain't got to talk about it long.
Chiefs, Arrowhead, in a blowout. It's not even going to be close.
You don't think it'll be close?
It's not going to be close.
I agree with you. We don't have to spend a lot of time. Chiefs, Spencer Ware has a huge game. Joey Bosa is not playing.
I hate it because Phillip Rivers is one of my guys, man. Yeah. I want to see this guy win one, but
me too.
He's not going to win one in the situation he's in right now.
The next game, the Bengals at the Jets.
Oh, that's going to be a good game. X factor for the Bengals is that second wide receiver. Who's going to step up to help out A.J. Green and Andy Dalton? Is it Brandon LaFell? Is it – who else did they pick up?
They drafted a wide receiver, but, I mean – and don't forget, Eifert's out.
Eifert's out, and they got this other tight end that they're playing. Who's gonna help out A.J. Green and Andy Dalton? Somebody. And for the Jets, Ryan Fitzpatrick, they go as he goes. If he plays like terrible Fitzpatrick, then they're going to lose by a lot. If he plays like good Fitzpatrick, then they have a chance to win it. I take the Bengals, though. 24-14.
I'm going to say Andy Dalton. I'm going to start and stop with him. The Bengals are going to win. They're going to crush the Jets. It's not going to be close.
I think the Bengals might make the Super Bowl out the AFC this year.
If they can get a second number one receiver, if LaFell, one of those guys, can step up and help
them. They have all the pieces in place, man.
Yeah. I think they could do it. The next game we're going to talk about is the Bucks at Falcons. Nice. X-Factor and who wins?
Division game, first game of the year in our division for Tampa. We know it starts with famous. Is Mr. Crab Legs, the slim down Mr. Crab Legs, can he take that step forward to lead this team? And for Atlanta, is Matt Ryan. Is Matt Ryan going to look like that terrible quarterback that played for Atlanta in the last eight games of the season last year? Or is he going to be like the Matt Ryan that was in the first six games where they were 6-0, putting up a ton of points, and he was razor sharp? So it's always the quarterback play, it seems like, man. With that said, I'm going to take Tampa, even though Atlanta's so good in their home, in the dome. I should take Atlanta. I'm going to take Tampa in the close game,
27-24. Say
what? Really? I'm going with Tampa as well. I think the only way the Falcons beat the Tampa is if you let me play Madden against them. That's the only way I think the Falcons beat them this week. I think Jameis Winston is your X factor. Watch this guy to throw 3-4 touchdowns this game easily. Okay. Their defense did not improve that much.
They didn't improve at all. They got worse.
Canute Neal, their rookie, is hurt for most of the season. They don't have to score a lot of points. And I don't know if Mohamed Sanu is the answer at number two. So I'm going to go with Tampa Bay.
And they still have no tight end. And I'm not sold in their running game.
Nope. But, yeah, the next game we'll talk about, the Bills at the Ravens.
What's up, Mother Russia? How's it going out there?
Hey. Who you got for this game?
Who's the game?
Bills at Ravens.
Bills at Ravens. I'm going to take the Bills, man. Tyrod Taylor is the X factor. He's coming back to a place where he spent a few years learning how to be a professional behind Joe Flacco, getting a Super Bowl ring, now bringing his team back to Baltimore against a beat-up defense and a less-than-stellar offense. Tyrod Taylor is the X factor for Buffalo and for Baltimore. Is which running back are they going to step up? West, Allen, Forsett.
The one they just signed, Forsett, again after releasing him.
Who is going to play for them? But I think Buffalo wins on the road. It's going to be a tough game, but it's like 30-24.
I'm going to go with I'm not sold on – I think LeSean McCoy is going to have a monster year this year. I'm not sold on any – I'm not sold on Tyrod Taylor. He scares me. I think Flacco and Steve Smith is going to try to have a monster game.
Is Steve Smith even playing?
Yeah. I think, Mike Wallace will have a good game.
Mike Wallace. Mike Wallace. I don't want to hear nothing about no Mike
Wallace.
I'm going
to go with Flacco and the Ravens. I'm going to go with the Ravens and win this game. It's going to be a close one. I think Tucker will come down to it. The Bills, they've lost a lot on defense right now because defense end is injured. Shaq Lawson's injured. It's not even playing.
They cut their linebacker, though, the Lawson guy.
Yeah, they cut Manny Lawson. All right, yeah, I'm definitely an NC State guy, so, yeah, I'm going with the Ravens. The next game we'll talk about is the Bears at the Texans. Who's your X factor and who wins?
Chicago is Jeremy Langford. Can he shoulder the burden of being the every down back for them, handling 20, 25 carries, handling 7 to 8 targets in the passing game, and helping this offense out? Because Alshon Jeffrey, he hasn't been right in 3 years. Kevin White can't hold on to the football. Jay Cutler, if we ask him to throw it too much, is going to turn it over. So, Jeremy Langford, they need you. For Houston, it's Brock Osweiler. In the, how many games did he play last year? 7 games?
Mm-hmm.
He did not look great. There's not one standout game that I can say, man, that Brock Osweiler might be a chance to be a baller in this league, to have a 15-year career in this league. I didn't see any of that. So, they paid you. Now you can go out and prove it. And the Bears are a good test because John Fox is not going to come in there with a weak game plan. He knows Brock Osweiler. He was on that staff that drafted Brock Osweiler. So he knows what Brock Osweiler can and cannot do. And he's going to see some different looks.
Yeah, it's going to be – I think Osweiler's going to have a good game. I think they win. I think the Bears are so outmatched. Kevin White's going to have to step up huge. Like I said earlier, watch Will Fuller. I'm telling you, over the top. I think he's going to have a monster game. I like the kid, even though somebody on the show said no.
He said leave Will Fuller on the bench.
And then I think what's the game of the day probably will be the Packers at the Jags.
That should be fun.
My preseason AFC favorites right now, the Jags. Yes, I said that.
That's a
who's
joke.
The X factor and who wins the game?
For Green Bay, Eddie Lacy. The slim down Eddie Lacy, can he establish the run to take some pressure off Aaron Rodgers? Because Jordy Nelson is not going to play most of the game. He's going to be limited in snaps. And you saw what happened last year when they asked Aaron Rodgers to have to throw it 50 times with no running game and no Jordy Nelson. They looked less than average. And we're not used to seeing that from Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay offense. So, Eddie Lacy, they need Easy Eddie to have 100-plus yards and a couple touchdowns. For Jacksonville, this Blake Bortles. Does he take the next step and make Jacksonville a contender? And this is a great test. Green Bay, opening weekend, on your home field, expectations for you guys to maybe even win your division and play in the playoffs. No better way to start proving that point than beating a very good football team.
Absolutely. You want to put a big win on your resume, this is it. Week one of the season, they definitely need to win this game. This should be the most entertaining game of the day, though, by everything. The last game we're not going to really discuss that much because –
oh, my God. Who the hell can?
That would be your Cleveland Brown and Philadelphia Eagles game. Who the hell cares game of the week?
I mean, I can guess one person that probably cares that you know.
He doesn't even care. He's not even watching it. He's going to probably be playing Madden during that time.
He's going to be watching the race from Richmond.
Who cares? Who are you going with?
I'm going to go with this. Philadelphia at home, I guess. Both teams are pretty bad, man. I think Carson Wentz, what I did see from him in the preseason, like he can read defenses. He can get the ball out. I think Philadelphia has a really good offensive line too, which will help. And Cleveland sucks. The Browns are bad, man.
Who did you pick, Packers and Jags?
Oh, I'm taking Green Bay, man.
Green Bay.
I am not sold on Jacksonville yet.
I'm sold on Jacksonville, but not this game. Going back to the Philly and Cleveland game, I'm going with the Browns. because going with Philadelphia, the Eagles are going to have a bad season. I predicted them to win two games this year. This ain't one of the two games they're going to win. I'm just saying.
Are they
going to
beat Dallas? That's what they usually do. They usually beat Dallas one game.
They ain't beating Dallas. No. Even with Dak Prescott playing, I don't think we lose to Philly. If we do, you need to fire Garrett the next day. But I'm going to go with the Browns to beat the Eagles. This is one of two wins on the season for the Browns. You don't win this week, you might not win for a while. Just saying. Because you ain't winning.
Did
your
you
division.
See the stat? If they took away the long passes that Robert Griffin completed in the playoffs, he was like 9 for 33 for like 57 yards passing. Or something like that. It was bad. It was really bad.
All right. Let's go into dummies of the week. I know Steven can't wait. Who's there? It's the Joseph Randall, BSS Carolines, dummy of the week. You're probably asking who Joseph Randall is.
Yes, who is that?
He is a former cowboy that was arrested 5 times in 12 months. So I call him the dummy. We renamed the award to Joseph Randall, dummy of the week, because he got arrested so many times. Then he got arrested and got in a fight with one of the – he said he was going to kill one of the guys inside jail, one of the
the
warden.
Wow.
So, yeah. We named him that.
Wow.
Anyway, you got any dummies this week?
Idiot. Let's start with the Amazons, the Mets. Sign Tim Tebow to a minor league deal.
What's wrong with that, man?
Tim Tebow can't play baseball.
Maybe he can't. We don't know.
What in the hell? This man won a Heisman Trophy in college for playing quarterback.
Really? Okay, first time? No. Never again. Second off, we don't know, man. I heard he's maybe signing with WWE soon. He's going to be a wrestler.
He would be a better wrestler than he would be a baseball
really?
Player.
Really? You think he's a better wrestler than a baseball
player? The fans would love him. He would sell merchandise. He would be the ultimate face. You would never
he would be the John
that.
Cena hey, of the new era.
Think about him and Bailey tag team. Oh, my God. Everybody would love him.
Or he could bring on the hottest free agent and make a team with that guy.
Balo. There's the new couple name, Balo.
He's Chris
Tebow?
Winkie. Nice.
Hey,
I like that.
Say what you want. Tim Tebow is in the NFL Hall of Fame. His jersey is in the Hall of Fame.
For what?
Because of he had the quickest overtime game victory of all time when they beat Pittsburgh. So they put his jersey in the Hall of Fame.
He threw a 5-yard pass. Demaryius Thomas ran the rest of the way.
I'm just saying, his jersey's in the Hall of Fame.
Whatever.
So
if it was the College Hall of Fame, no question. Tim Tebow is one of the greatest college players of all time. The man can't throw to his right. That's why he's not playing in the NFL.
So why is he in baseball now? Like, did he decide to do this? Or did someone call him up and go, hey,
I guess he said,
you make
you know
a great
what?
Baseball player.
I can maybe play baseball. I played in high school.
What is he, Michael Jordan? Trying to play baseball.
He is not. Michael Jordan was the greatest of all time in the sport. He decided to leave to go play baseball. Tim Tebow's been unemployed for 3 years. It's no comparison. The Mets, I don't know what the hell the Mets are thinking about. This man can't play baseball. Let him go be an SEC network broadcaster. Let him go recruit for the University.
I don't know
of
why they don't let him be a broadcaster. He actually is not bad as a broadcaster.
He's doing a wonderful job with the network.
They wanted him to keep him, but he wants to. He can't live because
he wants to play.
Fame.
Yeah, he can't.
Hey, he's
the man
a fame
wants to play.
Whore.
Let him play.
He is a fame whore. He cannot stand
he's trying
the fact
to live
that
his dream.
What dream
of being a professional athlete? I ain't got no problem.
He was
with
a professional. He's not a professional anymore. He's going to a minor league system.
Next, he'll go to UFC.
Hey, I think if somebody wants to give him a minor league contract to try to be a baseball player, let them.
Yeah.
I mean, if it doesn't work out, guess what? You release him after a year or so.
And he always has something to fall back on. It's not like he's going away.
He's got money. That's not the
problem. Yeah, like.
Well, no, he wants to be. And by the way, let me just point this out. This guy works harder than anybody I've ever seen, I think. Yeah. I'm just pointing out, the guy works really hard. And
does he work hard?
Absolutely.
How come he couldn't work hard enough to throw to his right?
Because he he didn't
have
he didn't have
no work ethic.
I think he has work ethic. I just don't think. Remember who he played for? The Philadelphia Eagles. Who's working really out for them?
He could beat out Mark Sanchez. Trevor Siemian beat out Mark Sanchez.
Who was his coach?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Rex Ryan?
The quarterback guru, right? Quarterback guru, right?
Tyrod Taylor's just a smaller version of Tim Tebow is working out for him.
Yeah. And then, of course, Johnny Elway got rid of him. Anyway, go ahead.
Bruce Miller, ex-Niners fullback, beating up a 70-year-old hotel
worker.
What is
wrong with you, man?
But that 70-year-old got his licks in because you saw Bruce Miller's face was a bloody mess. Like, he had just stepped in the octagon and took an ass whooping.
And good thing you got released by the Niners.
And, I mean, he would have probably been kicked out of the league anyway. So, it is what it is. Ryan Lochte, of course. We all know the Ryan Lochte saga. He's going to be on Dancing with the Stars soon, but suspended for 10 months by the IOC and the Swimming Federation.
Of course.
Lost over $100,000 in earnings for winning the gold medal, and he lost all his damn sponsorships.
See, kids? You don't tell lies on national TV.
Or don't tell your mom. Don't lie to your mama and then have your mama go tell the press. Because then it'll blow up in your face.
You see, kids, lying leads to bad things.
Stuff. Oh,
please finish that. All right.
That's who I got, man.
That's who you got? I've got a couple. Let me start with the first one, I guess. Megan Rapinoe. For kneeling during her game to help protest Colin Kaepernick.
Huh?
She, in case you don't know who Megan is, she is a U.S. women's soccer player, okay, that kneeled during her Major League Soccer game, okay, because she wanted to support Colin Kaepernick. You have every right to support him. I have every right to put you on my dummies of the week for kneeling because you're a U.S. women's soccer player. Okay? It's not like you play for the national team.
Just won a gold medal in 2012.
You just won a gold medal.
Won the World Cup in 2015.
Right. You are on the U.S. women's soccer team.
Yeah, you can't.
This is like Michael Phelps not standing for the national anthem after the Olympics.
Yeah.
Right? Say what you want. You're a U.S. women's soccer player. And, yes, Colin Kaepernick's got the right to do what he wants to do. But I have the right to tell you you're a dummy.
You know why she did it? I'm trying to sell some jerseys. Exactly. She saw Colin Kaepernick's jerseys went through the roof. She's like, you know what? I need to sell some jerseys. I'm about to do it too.
I mentioned it on our Facebook page. We were going to talk about it for a minute. To me, Colin Kaepernick, you're an idiot. All right? Point blank. You know, you have the right to do what you want. Absolutely. I have the right to say you're an idiot for doing what you do. And to me, kneeling at the national anthem is disrespectful to our military and those men and women who fight for this country. This is how I was raised. I have the right not to like you for doing this.
And, I mean, everybody has their right to things. Stand for the national anthem. We stand for other countries' national anthems. You stand for your own national anthem. You got a problem with the police. A lot of people have a problem with the police.
Let's do it.
But our national anthem has nothing to do with the police. All right? There's other ways to, you know, state your disapproval for the police. Sitting for the national anthem is not one of them.
National anthem is for our military.
Most of my family has been in the military, man, and they are proud of this country. Proud to be Americans. Proud to have served for this country. That's just disrespect to them, man.
Why do you think during the ball games and stuff, they ask the military to stand so you can pay a moment for them, those people?
Pay homage to
homage
our
to
veterans.
Those people that serve.
Exactly.
When Colin Kaepernick kneels, it doesn't disrespect the police. It disrespects the military. And that's the issue. But people are actually support him. His jerseys are number one in the NFL for the 49ers now. It's in the top five for the whole NFL. I want everybody's jersey.
I guess it isn't as blatant as those NWA records where they were just saying F the police.
And listen, I'm all for you protesting. I am. Go protest all you want. But the national anthem is off limits. All right. I was born and raised where I respect the flag. Mm-hmm. I respect the national anthem. And people need to get back to that. when you're at a baseball game, and let me give hands up to the Major League Soccer team that played against Megan Rapinoe this week. While they were in the dressing room getting ready, they did the national anthem while they were backstage getting ready. The players weren't even on the field. They played it before they even come out.
Because you just don't need that. We don't need this highlighted during the national anthem. It's been going on before sporting events for years. It goes on at kids' graduations. It goes on all the time, man. Chill out. Stand up.
You know, but if you want to protest the police, protest the police.
You know, get you a shirt that says F the police.
You wore socks that said, by the way, let me give a dummy of the week to the NFL. Colin Kaepernick wears socks that has a pig, a picture of a pig wearing a police outfit. And he wasn't fined. He wasn't fined at all. But we want to fine D'Angelo Williams for wearing pink on his jersey, on his cleats.
Are you serious?
But we want, yes, absolutely. We want to fine D'Angelo Williams for that.
For having pink on his cleats.
But you didn't fine.
He does that for his mom and everything else. I mean, it's around that time to do he celebrates breast cancer awareness all year long.
We all know what it's for.
Yeah.
But he got fined for that.
No, that's wrong.
Okay.
That's wrong.
The contradictory in the NFL is ridiculous. They suspended Ray Rice for 2 games until the video came out, then they kicked him out of the league. They suspended Greg Hardy for 10 games, got reduced to 4 because there was no video.
Hell.
He damn near killed this girl.
We got Le'Veon Bell got suspended 3 games for smoking
weed.
But we get Tom Brady suspended 4 games for deflating a football, supposedly.
And guys that's using PEDs over and over and over and over again are still in the league.
Look at Josh Gordon. But you suspend Tom Brady for 4.
That's really upsetting.
Well, I ain't mad at Tom Brady. They've been cheating for so long, man. It's about time it catches up to those cheating folks.
But anyway, they keep winning. Anyway, you know, Megan Rapinoe, I'm disappointed because you are a U.S. national
Your contract player. About to end up like Hope Solo's contract. Terminated.
Or Ron Lochte. Let's move on. I got some funny dummies, so let's go do it. JV football, high school football game. JV sideline was painted. Look at the paint job.
Who painted that? They were drunk as hell.
All I know is
that is a straight line, in my opinion, so that's all right.
Let me have you put your hand on your nose and walk a straight line, please, sir.
I'm way over here.
I have to say, that's one of the funniest dummies I have seen for a while.
That's a good one.
LA Rams for not even dressing Jared Goff. Come on now.
What?
The kid ain't
You
ready
drafted
to play,
Jared
man.
Goff, the number one pick in NFL, is not even being dressed for the game. He's not even third string. The punter is the third string.
But look at the Rams situation.
I know.
They are bad.
They're
going to put
bad,
him out there to get killed.
The NBA Hall of Fame, let me point it out real fast. Here's why I hated the Hall of Fame. You go in the Hall of Fame, it was like going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. There was nothing. You go to one area. You didn't have the peach basket. Actually, you did have the peach basket. There was nothing with AI going into the Hall of Fame. No, I know he didn't get
inducted
until
today. How was the memorabilia
to
Jordan?
It wasn't a good. You had his locker. You had Duke jersey, your picture of.
Mm-hmm.
You had some basketball, you know, some of the college basketball, Syracuse, Denny Crum at Louisville. You had some good stuff. But compared to MLB, NFL, NHL even, the NBA is very bad, the Hall of Fame. A lot of the players in the NFL and stuff, they donate this stuff to the – what's up? They donate –
Hey, Hazley Dahl. What's up?
They donate a lot of their old stuff into the Hall of Fame. Like this year, Kevin Green and Brett Favre and all of them donated stuff from their playing days to put in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
NBA, you don't see any of that stuff. Players hold on to it. I'm like, you know,
and
it's not there.
And they auction a lot of it off, too. Now under NBA auctions, I know they auction off a lot of the finals jerseys signed by LeBron, signed by Steph Curry, game worn.
Nah, see, that should go in a museum, in my opinion. It should.
But you know, they're generating money for the league. They generate money for their foundations.
Of course. I get it.
I'm disappointed in the Hall of Fame. Not a lot of interactive stuff. not really. And, you know, they did have a cool one of the players in the NBA was there that day.
Avery Bradley
was there, which was cool. He's doing a Q&A and stuff like that. But it was very disappointing. If you go Hall of Fame, save your money for
so,
NBA Hall
So what did you get at the NBA Hall of Fame?
I got a T-shirt that said – with all the players going in. I was expecting some AI jerseys or at least shirts. Nope. They have Michael Jordan and Shaq in Orlando. Not even Lakers, Orlando. So
he was a beast in Orlando.
Isn't he being inducted as a Magic? Or
that's before he was a center.
I think he's going in as a – oh, stop it. All right, now let's go into the funniest news I've heard in the last couple weeks. Mike Tyson accused of stealing ice cream at the U.S. Open in misunderstanding.
Stole some ice cream.
He stole some
ice cream. The hookup. It was the crab leg hookup all over again.
The report states that the 50-year-old retired boxer who was with his daughter at the time grabbed a Ben & Jerry's half-baked ice cream bar, which sells for $5.50, and proceeded to eat it without paying for it. Why he was in line?
He probably forgot.
I was like, are you serious? Am I imagining this? Tyson was like, I feel like having an ice cream, and he just took it. Said one stone worker, what are you going to do, fight him? He's Mike Tyson. The female worker behind the stand yelled, excuse me, are you going to pay for that? But Tyson just ignored her and kept walking, according to the witnesses. Oh, it's Mike Tyson. Let it go. Really, Mike Tyson?
It's Mike Tyson.
Well, I mean, yeah. What are you really gonna like stand up to Mike Tyson? Do you really want to get
hell yeah for ice cream?
Nah, I ain't, man. I'm good. You know what? You can have that ice cream. Thank you for your service of boxing, sir. You can have that ice cream.
Thank you for your service of boxing. Yeah. Wow.
Thank you for all.
It's not like
those...
he's in the military. Yeah. Somebody give him because you are boxing.
Yeah,
no, I get it. You know what? I saw you eat Evander Holyfield's ear. Sure.
Yeah.
Mike and Mike. Okay. Hey, I'm not Mike and Mike. Thank you. I look a lot better than Mike Goldberg. Greenberg.
Anyway.
All right.
You do, actually.
You do. Everybody, stick around. We got another couple more episodes. Segment 3, we're going to actually do the late NFL games, Dallas Giants. Sunshine Players of the Week, and stick around. You're listening to Mike and Mike over here. No,
we're Mike and Ike.
BSS Carolinas. Have a great day.